Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I must admit right now that I have been going down a Barbara Walters rabbit hole since her death last month at 93. Oh my gosh, Barbara, how much we will always love you. A couple of days before her death, we also lost another great, creative, brave woman, English designer Vivienne Westwood. And I've been thinking lately about what made Barbara Barbara and what made Vivienne Vivienne. When you think about it, those of us who really live our lives fully, who don't hold back, who are authentic to ourselves, we get to make the biggest impact, right? Because we're not falling in line with how other people do it. We're not waiting for someone else to show us the way. We are being true to ourselves, true to our hearts, true to our desires, heading forward, using momentum, going for it. And as a result, we're able to blaze trails. We're able to set the stage for others. We're able to leave an impact in the world. And we can do this in many, many, many different ways. But there's one thing that we cannot avoid. There's one thing that we cannot skip over. There's one thing that we can't leave out if we do want to make the biggest impact in our lifetime. And it's simply this. It's doing the thing, really leaning into the thing that only you can do. Now, there's an old expression that says, you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And I think that, you know, sometimes, especially women, we think, oh, but I can do that. Oh, I'm good at that. Oh, I'll take care of that. We simply take on too much, which dilutes our ability to really focus and hone in on the thing that only you can uniquely do. And I've been thinking about this, right? There are things in the world that only you can do the way that you can do them. And maybe you're even world class at that one thing. Are you really leaning into it? Or are you spending time with other people? Are you also taking on other projects that are kind of lukewarm interest to you? Are you also saying yes to stuff that, yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting, but it's not the thing that just you uniquely can do? I've been thinking about this a lot because I believe that there are very few people who are at the very top of their game because we simply don't lean into the thing that makes us us, that makes us unique, that other people cannot imitate. And secondly, we're afraid to really be true to ourselves. Barbara and Vivienne are just two recent examples of people who've lived very beautiful lives, true to themselves, leaning into who they are, not diluting who they are. And as a result, when they pass, you know, certainly we mourn them, we mourn their creativity and their contribution, but their death isn't sad somehow because they left their mark, because they regret-proofed their life by being fully themselves. I want to end by giving you this thought to ponder today as you consider what it is that makes you you, what it is that makes you the person who can only do the one or maybe two things that you were designed for, you're put on this planet to do. What if the only way to truly get to the top of your game, however you define that, whatever success means to you, whatever your game is, what if the only way you can get to the very top of your game is to make sure that you're in the right game for you? Until next time, my friends. Love and ease. Hey, friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave me a review, leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-more.com. That's info@suzy-more.com, and we'll get you set up with access.